BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. Prosecutors in Germany are opening an investigation against persons unknown in connection with the alleged bugging of Chancellor Angela Merkel's mobile phone by the US National Security Agency. The revelation came to light last year, damaging ties between Washington and Berlin. The allegations were made public by the former American intelligence contractor Edward Snowden. The German Green MP Hans Christian Ströbler said the investigation was unlikely to harm links between the two countries.
It's probable relations with the US will be strained by this, but not much beyond what they currently are. I don't believe it will come to a severing of cooperation between the secret services or other German-US relationships. I assume that the dual interests and the relations, the good business, military and intelligence relations, are so strong that neither side will want to damage them.
Leaders of the G7 group of rich nations are gathering in Brussels for their first meeting since Russia was thrown out following its annexation of Crimea. The crisis in Ukraine is certain to dominate discussions at the opening dinner. From Brussels, Chris Morris.
The meeting was originally planned as a G8 to be held in Russia, but the other seven countries abandoned that idea after the annexation of Crimea. The G7 now wants Russia to engage with the new Ukrainian president Petro Poroshenko and to do more to rein in separatist fighters in the east of the country. For the moment, the emphasis is on diplomacy and politics, but the threat of moving to a higher level of sanctions against Russia remains on the table.
Earlier, President Obama warned Russia against what he called its dark tactics in Ukraine. The Russian president, Vladimir Putin, has told French television he's ready to meet the president-elect of Ukraine when the two men are in France later this week for ceremonies marking the 70th anniversary of D-Day. Mr. Putin said he would not avoid any of the leaders at the event. The authorities in Syria say Bashar al-Assad has been re-elected president with almost 89% of the vote. The election was held in the midst of a civil war, and only people in government-controlled areas were able to take part. Jeremy Bowen is watching the celebrations in Damascus.
The election was condemned and ridiculed by President Assad's enemies at home and abroad, but for the regime and all these supporters on the streets, this is a victory. All the international peace plans so far for this war have revolved around finding ways for President Assad to step down. His representatives have always said his future wasn't a matter for negotiation. It was for the Syrian people to decide. Now, as these celebrations continue in Damascus, the regime will say that the people have delivered their president a new 7-year mandate.
You're listening to The World News, being brought to you by the BBC. Pakistan police have arrested two brothers over the mob killing of their pregnant sister outside a courthouse in the city of Lahore last week. Farzana Parveen was bludgeoned to death by members of her own family for marrying a man without their consent. A police spokesman said a third man has also been arrested for taking part. A renegade general in Libya has vowed to strike back against Islamist militias after surviving an assassination attempt which killed several of his guards. Speaking on Libyan television, General Khalifa Haftar said he'd only been lightly wounded.
There are numerous rumours about a successful assassination attempt. On the contrary, nothing has befallen us from this operation except for insignificant, simple things which do not alter matters. We feel that our health is good. Our morale is high, and our response to them will be twice as much as what they have committed. We are determined to continue, God willing.
In a further sign of growing violence and instability, a Swiss Red Cross official was shot dead at point-blank range in the city of Siirt. For the first time, an English terrorism trial may be heard entirely in secret. Media organisations have appealed against an order by a judge last month that the trial of two people accused of serious terrorism offences should be held behind closed doors and their identities withheld. Three Court of Appeal judges said they would give their decision in a few days' time. The Irish government is considering how it should respond to the discovery of the remains of nearly 800 children at a former home for unmarried mothers run by the Roman Catholic Church. The children, aged between 2 days and 9 years, had died of illness or malnutrition when the home was under the care of nuns. The Catholic Church in Ireland has been at the centre of a host of scandals in recent years. That's the BBC News.